A word for you from Proverbs, chapter 30, verses 13 and 14. There are those, how lofty are their eyes, how high their eyelids lift. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, the needy from among mankind. Proverbs often gives us pithy statements where it compares two opposites. And here we are presented with the opposite, and it is actually quite shocking to see how far the reality of that person, and remember today we're speaking not just about that person, but about you and me. Let's be very intimate with the Word of God, and let His Holy Spirit address us today. There are those, as it says in verse 13, who have lofty eyes, and how high their eyelids lift. Speaking here of pride, speaking of hypocrisy. And in the context of this chapter, Agar has prayed, Lord, please deliver me from falsehood and lying. He recognizes the danger in other people, and he pleads with God that he wouldn't fall into the same trap. So if you are wise enough to discern others, turn it around and say, Lord, save me from the same danger. And the danger here is that a person might appear super spiritual, and everything about them, their expression, the way that they speak, is so lofty, so exalted. Umuntu kube sengathi usezulwini, usemoyeni kakhulu. But the reality is, verse 14, their teeth are swords, their fangs are knives. They are vampires, in other words, in a sense, out to get the blood of others. And in this context, it says, to devour the poor from off the earth. Despite their super spirituality, they have no compassion for others, especially those who really need that compassion. And when God speaks, He doesn't mean distant lands. He means those right around you, in your real situation. Are there those around you who need help? Those who are the poor, those who are the needy. Remembering not just physically, although that is also important, but spiritually too. Are you helping them, or are you devouring them?